What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
Show up to yoga on like a Sunday morning, like hungover, toxic. And my teacher would just look at me and she goes, one of these days you're going to come in sober and you're going to be clean. And I was like, fine, challenge accepted. I will do that.
It's episode 162 of the Simply Human podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick, two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it's Mark and Rick just catching up because we haven't talked in a long time. We thought, hey, we might as well record our conversation. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mark. Where are you recording? Where are you located?
I'm actually in my office in downtown Abilene.
You have like NPR voice going on. Like
I do.
Hello.
Well, I have there. Okay, so as most of our listener knows, I am the I work at Big Brothers Big Sisters now, and we could talk about this quickly before we get to your story. So we have this series of videos. Have we talked about the Minotaur videos on the show? I think we might have.
Reset for those who may be joining in. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't remember what exactly we're talking about.
Yeah, so we are a mentoring organization. And so somewhere along the lines, I don't know how it popped into my messed up brain, but I thought, hey, mentor sounds a lot like the word Minotaur.
Which it doesn't. It has like two common letters.
Yeah.
Three common letters. That is all.
That's it. Mentor, Minotaur.
It has just as much in common with like Mentos as Minotaur.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Mentos wouldn't really fit in with what we did here. So we did a series of videos, and we only have one to go in this particular series where we were going to like try to explain to people via video how to become a big, like what the process is.
Short clips, because the idea is that, like, from John Q. Citizen, is, man, I don't really have time to be a mentor. I'd love to be a part of that, but I just don't have time.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm what they're looking for. I'm not that smart or I'm not that cool. But these are little videos to show, hey, anybody can be a mentor.
Yes.
It's a really easy process, and the investment overall is terrific.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to show in the video.
Right. And so the first video is, you know, like we're calling all mentors to you know, step up and be a big brother, a big sister. And so it's like, let's meet some of our teams.
Can I have a big sister?
You may not have a big sister, Rick.
That's biggest
not,
of sisters.
That's not how this works. I would.
We're a mentoring organization, not an internet hookup site.
Right, exactly. And I would, argue that I probably need a big brother at some point.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. So so it's like, okay, let's meet some of their team. And so it's like, hi, I'm Megan. I'm a mentor. And I'm Jared. I'm a mentor. I'm Kim, and I'm a mentor. And then there's a guy that says, hi, I'm Marv, and I'm a Minotaur, and I've got this bull mask that I bought on Amazon, and like this muscly shirt, and like these hooves, and a battle axe.
So you're dressed up like a Minotaur.
Right, yes. So I look like a Minotaur, and I'm Marv the Mentor Minotaur.
And that's the bit through this series of videos, is that Mark is not just a mentor, he's a minotaur.
Yes.
And so,
and who got confused and thought that we were calling all minotaurs. He shows up. So now Marv is going through the process. So the process is you fill out an application. So that was the first video, or the second video. Then the next step is that you have an in-person interview. Or no, we check references. So that was an interview, and I got a bunch of other masks, and we did references. Jeff, my brother, Simply Human Podcast own, was Merv, Marv's cousin, and he had this different bull mask, and made a cameo appearance. And then it was the in-person interview, and then the next thing is the match introduction. And so I actually have a little brother in the program. He's a fourth grader. And so he knows about the videos, and he loves the videos. And so he's actually, I have a unicorn mask, and so he's gonna put on the unicorn mask. And
see, I was gonna put you on the spot and be like, "Oh, are you a big brother?" And here you'd be like, "Oh, well, no, I just work for the company. I don't really have time. I didn't know you had a little
brother." Well, I had breakfast with an old friend of mine this morning. We were talking about, you know, he's got five kids. They tried for the third and they got triplets.
Ugh.
Yeah. And
honestly, I would fake my. I have a plan. A break glass in case that happens.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fake my own death, and I'm gonna live in the woods, be like a Unabomber, except I'm not going to kill people.
Not bomb people. And so
non-bombing Unabomber.
So he was asking about the time commitment and stuff like that, and I was like, "Yeah, it's really not fair for me because it's like I can go pick my little brother up on during office hours, you know, like during normal hours. So it's not really fair for me to say, oh, it's easy time commitment." So anyway, so we had these Marv videos, and yeah, maybe we'll link to some of them in the show notes. So because I'm staring at the Marv mask is looking at me.
Hey, there's Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Big Brothers, Big Sisters is nationwide, so you don't have to like live in Mark's territory.
Correct.
Of West Texas. This you can.
Yeah.
Big, pretty much anywhere. So
yeah,
there you go.
Rick learned a little bit about the process and the agency when he listened to The Ticket in Dallas. I was on our favorite radio show, which is a thrill.
Are we going to hear about this again?
No, we're not going to talk. We don't have to talk about it. That's all I was going to say.
No. I will explain then.
Okay.
There, if you're not from Dallas, you are completely unaware of this, but there is a pretty much like the number one sports radio station on planet Earth resides in Dallas. It's The Ticket, and it's very, very famous among radio circles. They have the highest ratings of any station in all of Dallas, sports or music included. It's kind of a Dallas, like an institution, really.
Yeah.
Well, Mark got to be on the morning show. They were doing, they go to like this charity skeet shooting.
It's a Big Brothers Big Sisters event, yeah.
And Mark got to do like a whole segment,
like 10
an entire
minutes.
20-minute segment on the radio.
Yeah.
Very good. Although I will say this, you talked a little fast. You were kind of worked up at the beginning.
Yes, I was.
But you did not have shake voice.
Yes.
I thought for sure you would have some shake voice, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Have that. But you were very, very impressive.
On
the most highly listened to radio program in the entirety of Dallas Fort Worth.
Well, and it was the 840 segment, which explained the 840 segment.
It's a comedy bit that they will do every morning at 840, usually typically involving a fake character. They have a guy at the station who does voices and several goofball characters. And like the fake Tiger Woods, the fake Jerry Jones, stuff like this.
Yeah.
In lieu of a fake character, Mark was the 840 bit.
Yeah.
And so it really wasn't probably the least funny 840 bit I've ever heard, but
yeah.
It was very well, very informative, very impressive.
So it was super thrill for me. So I took a picture, I don't know of any. If anyone else, maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger and maybe like George H.W. Bush are people that I would like hold in like higher celebrity regard. It's just like politics aside, I say the George Bush thing, but just like we've talked about my family connection to them, and like I work for his grandson now, and it's like, you know, it's like he's just, you know, his whole life, he's just an amazing person. Like these three guys are like, they're right up there with like people that I hold in like super, super, super high celebrity regard.
If there was a Hall of Fame of American radio, they'd be in it.
Yeah.
For sure. the morning show on the ticket because they've won. They repeatedly win the Marconi Award for basically best radio program in the world.
Yeah.
They routinely win. They're nominated every year. So these are super, super famous radio guys.
And
so,
I love them.
I'm playing, but it's kind of inside jokey for us. Unless you're from Dallas, you don't know who the members are, who the ticket is, who Gordo is.
Yeah.
But Mark got a little piece of celebrity.
Well, and so we took a picture at 9:30 a.m. Of the morning that I did it, I was in Dallas. As soon as the segment was over, I drove back to Abilene because I had a meeting that I needed to be back at. Actually, I did a talk to the all of AISD on sleep. I did my sleep talk for the school district, and so
sure you put them really quickly.
Yeah, I did. And then I left there and went. I printed out the picture. Of us already. I sent it to my Walmart thing and I've had it printed. It's like 40 cents, you know, to print out a picture. And they signed a t-shirt, a ticket t-shirt. And I was at Hobby Lobby the same day in Abilene, like having the t-shirt and the
Hobby Lobby.
What? To get the t-shirt framed with their.
No, you gotta spend your money somewhere else. You gotta go to like Michael's or someplace.
Well, I don't think we have a Michael's.
Well, then you have to make do.
I understand what you're saying, and I kind of agree. So yeah, that was a thrill. And you got to go to a quote unquote work thing.
Okay, don't you quote unquote it because it was a work.
Whatever.
Thing, although we did some work. So
it does sound like a question.
We did some work? Question mark. When I was in. When I was a patrolman, my partner at the time, his name is Colt. He and I got
Colt Remington.
A lot of the help stuff. Yeah, his fake name, Colt Remington.
Yeah.
He's not a porn star. He's not a cowboy. He's a regular person.
I got another fake name for you. Can I tell you another fake name for you of a guy I recently met?
Johnny Johnson.
Mike Worth.
Super fake name.
Super fake name.
The triple fake name. So Colt and I, we got involved in mental health stuff. Train officers how to deal with people with having mental health crisis, stuff like this. So they sent us the last 2 years to the international, it's called the CIT, the Crisis Intervention Team conference. Last year it was in Chicago. This year it was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And last year when they sent us to Chicago, we went with a lady who's she's an officer in the training department. She's been there for a long time. Basically, she was our chaperone to make sure we didn't go totally off the deep end because they didn't know, oh, is this a good idea? Well, this year they just sent just me and him. No chaperones at all.
Just you and Colt?
Yes.
God, that's like sending me and you on a work conference.
It kind of is. Colt is the work mark. Like, you are probably my best friend in real life. Colt is probably my best friend at work. Like, you guys are, like, neck and neck at the top. So, like, if me and you went on a work conference, that's basically how this was. Now, we got to... see lots of interesting talks and seminars and blah, 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 blah. But I don't think I've told you this story. So there, from our hotel, there's a bunch of stuff within walking distance. Well, across the street, there's like an Irish pub bar. So we went across there one of the nights and we have a few drinks. And Colt is very much internet savvy. He knows what, like Yelp and things of that nature.
Ooh, bragging montage.
And I'm gonna see, yeah, Colt is big Yelp. He would, hey, this is a highly rated restaurant. We need to go here. We need to try this. And meanwhile, I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I'll just go back and watch TV in the hotel room. So we go to this bar one evening after the conference is over, and we have a few drinks, nothing super crazy. And then he goes, hey, I got where we're going next. And I didn't think anything of it because he was basically the one that was finding out all that stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah, so whatever. So we leave the bar, we get in an Uber, and we drive to an area of Fort Lauderdale. And I've never been to Fort Lauderdale.
You remember Greg Furman? He played football at Plano. He lived in Fort Lauderdale for a long time. So I went out there a couple of times to visit him. But anyway.
Stunning.
Cool place.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Why don't I let you tell the story? Go ahead.
Fort Lauderdale is on the coast. There is a beach and water.
Okay. So we get in the Uber, we're driving, and we're just talking, chit-chatting, whatever. I'm not, talking about something. I'm not really paying attention. And I look up, and we're in a part of town that appears to be like an industrial, area of town. A lot of, if you were to rent, like a garage space and open up your own mechanic shop. This is the kind of part of town you'd be in. And I'm looking around and I see this as far as the eye can see. I don't see any cars or people or restaurants or anything like that. I'm like, what are we doing? And he's like, no, it's down the way. Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, we pull up and there's a what looks like a mechanic's garage bay, but there's just a sign over the door that just says bar. And that's it. It just says bar. And I was like, oh, this will be good. So we go inside. And
it's like the Harley Davidson scene from Fletch.
Very much like that. So we go inside and we sit at the bar and the bartender comes up and the lady's like, yeah, what can I get you? I was like, quadruple Jameson. She's like, well, we only have beer here. And Mark knows this line if you remember from me. I was like, beer, huh? Am I a construction worker? Am I going to go down to the docks? The old lady busted my chumps
with my lunch pail
because I can't get as far as the docks. Yeah. I got a bunch of union business to chew over here over a beer. So I'm doing the whole
industrial humor.
She's not getting it at all.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, fine, just get me a beer.
Because those are the people that are actually in the place.
Well, I was like, just reach your hand in, and whatever you grab, just I'll drink that. I don't know anything about beer. I don't have any friends. So she gets me a beer, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, I look up, and on these two and this is a very small bar. It's like the size of like my living room, bragging rights. Okay. And it's very dank. It's very dark. It is not, it's a very depressing looking place.
Also like your living room, were there several like butlers and servants like walking around?
Oh, no. I wasn't saying this bar is gigantic like my living room. I'm saying it's tiny.
Oh.
It's the size of my garage where my cars go to get out from underneath the sun. So I look up, and there are these flat screen TVs, these humongous flat screens. And on the flat screen, it's playing hardcore pornography.
What?
And I'm not talking about Cinemax stuff.
What time of day is this?
Hang on. It's nighttime. It's like 8 or 9 or maybe even 10 o'clock.
Was it crowded?
So there's probably like 15 people in there, so it's packed.
It wouldn't
And I think what's happened is that like someone has snuck themselves into like the part where the TVs are and then put a 1991 porno movie.
Just to see like if anyone would notice.
So I find out, it takes me a really long time to figure this out. I guess because I had a couple drinks, but that's just the bit of the bar.
Oh my lord.
And we have hardcore pornography.
What? I guess there were no windows. It would be like, isn't that...
No windows at all.
Yeah.
And it's hard to describe if you haven't been there. It wasn't like, hey, come to this bar and enjoy watching pornography. It's more like, ha, 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 look at what we do. We have porn on the TV.
Right. Gosh,
there's
what is this
football game on another one that everybody else is watching?
What is this world coming to?
So, I'm laughing. As you can imagine, I start laughing, and I'm talking. I am hysterically laughing. This might be the hardest I've ever laughed for a sustained period of time.
Jeez.
I am laughing so hard for 20 consecutive minutes. I can't drink this, you know.
Natural Light.
Or whatever they've given me. Yeah. I can't drink it because I'm laughing so hard. And they basically, we had to leave before we got kicked out because I was disrupting the place laughing and just going, God, this is hardcore pornography. Like I do that for, I can't stop. I'm to the point where I cannot stop laughing.
Well, for the record, if I had been with Colt, for the record, if I had seen that, I would have immediately gotten the heck out of there. And
so
thrown
just
some...
unsettling and jarring. I can't it was just so weird.
Yeah, that is weird. There's definitely not a place like that in Abilene.
At one point, the bartender was like, "You guys haven't been in here before, have you?"
She's like, "No."
What gave it away that I can't stop laughing?
Oh my gosh! Well, and so then you came home
and we saw Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's weird because he hits one every game. And then you came home, and then school started. Are your boys – wait, but when did y'all's
school started the week that I was gone, and so my wife had to do like the first week of school stuff while I was gone.
So when did they start, on the 21st?
The week before. They started a week before, and they're going to get out a week earlier. So
oh,
they basically
cool.
rolled the whole school year back backwards 1 week.
Cool. I don't know. Yeah, our school started yesterday, and I'm the head watchdog at the elementary school where my kids go, and it stands for Dads of Great Students, Dogs. Actually, they need like a DOMS, Dads of Mediocre Students. So
Dad.
So
students.
Yeah, so it's DOS.
Downstairs now.
Oh my gosh, inside joke. As you say, that's a joke that literally like three people on Earth would get. And they might be listening. So I am, and they're doing this new like pickup drop off strategy this year, and they let the parents know about it like Friday. And school started Monday, and I'm the head watchdog, and we have like traffic duty, and I'm the only watchdog that showed up for traffic duty on the first day. And it was like people, you know, it's like people get so, it's Abilene. It's crazy for like 10 minutes, and then it's a ghost town, right? It's not like a 30-minute, 40-minute backup, and people are flipping each other off, yelling at each other, getting in fights.
They're not.
They are. Flipping each other. That happened yesterday. Yes. Yes. And I'm just, it's like, guys, it's 8 in the morning. Relax.
Yeah. You're going to submarine your whole day by getting all worked up in the drop off line.
Yeah. There was one dad last year at this time. They were like, all the kids go through one gate now because it's like a safety thing. There's like a secure perimeter around the school, which is like a safety thing, right? And this dad was yelling at the principal over the fence about how he's going to get her fired, and he's a taxpayer, and he, you know, this is, you know, he's going to.
You start reminding people that you pay taxes, you're making a poor choice. Because you know who else pays taxes? Everybody.
Right, right.
You
well,
idiot.
He was threatening that he was going to bring, I'm bringing wire cutters tomorrow. I'm going to just cut through this fence. You know, like one of those guys, you know. And it's just like, what? Some people.
What did he want so badly?
His kid to come out that, he didn't want to have to walk 40 yards around the corner of the school. That's it. Yeah.
I tell you what, a lot of people are like, man, I could never be a policeman. I love being a cop.
Yeah.
When you're nice, people are always nice to you. I've only had a handful of bad experiences as a cop. I could never in a billion
be a teacher,
work in the public school, not even close.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these parents think they look at it as
a certain, like a daycare
for their kids.
Yeah.
They don't care that my kid's in seventh grade, didn't know how to read. Oh, why don't you teach my kid how to read?
Yeah.
Like, it gets people so worked up.
Well, so they started back, and we've got third grade, first grade, and then I've got another one who's got 2 years left of preschool. But yeah, it does get easier. Like this morning, like, you know, it's always like craziness because we go with 2-3 months of my wife works at a college, and she's off in the summer. So we go 2-3 months of me just getting to wake up when I wake up and just kind of, you know, get myself ready and leave. We go through that for 3 months too. I've got to get breakfast for three kids. I've got to, lunches packed. Normally we do that the night before, but if I haven't, I got to get lunches packed. We've got to get kids ready and dressed and all that. Well, like at this age, like they were helping me with breakfast. They packed their lunches. They put the lunch boxes in their backpacks. They had got their hair fixed. Like I was like, wow, this is. We left like 10 minutes before I was planning to leave this morning.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
What were the grades again?
Third and first.
Okay, third and first. So yeah. I have a first and a fourth.
Yeah.
And this summer, and we didn't really have a break like that because our kids during the summertime, they do like basically like a day summer camp that's at the school. Not the same school they go to, a different school. But like I feel terrible for them because they basically go to the school building year-round.
And then they go to the pediatric dentist like every week too, so that's good.
That's an inside joke for three. they're not. But so my wife this summer was like, hey, we need to, and you know, my wife works with kids, and she, I put her in charge of like the, hey, decide what we need to do with them. You tell me the plan, I will implement the plan, but you're a very obviously more well-versed in what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
So this summer, like, we need to help them become more self-reliant. Like, if I see that they've left a plate out from a meal,
they need to get it.
Instead of, we need to call them downstairs.
Right.
Help them, you know, that type of stuff. Well, it's hard for me to do that because, like, I see something needs to be done, I just do it. It's
right,
not,
right.
Deal.
Laundry's on the ground, you just pick it up and throw it in the hamper, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's something that you pick up over time. Well, we spent the whole summer getting used to this, and man, I'm telling you.
Is it awesome?
I think I'm going to have like four or five more, because once you get them to that point,
you don't have to do anything. Yeah.
Say, put the dishes away after dinner. Why? Because I made your dinner, that's why. Yeah, make it, put it away. Like,
do your kids do this? This kills me. It's like there's trash on the floor. And I say, Halen, can you, like if I'm over there doing something, Halen, can you pick that up off the floor? That's not my trash. And I go, do you know how much trash I pick up that's not mine in this house?
The best part about it is, like, Jason and Ryan will do that. Like, on Saturday mornings, they wake up, and we have them conditioned to not wake us up because they wake up at, like,
yes, that's
morning.
We're at that point.
So they watch some TV. They eat a couple of granola bars. Well,
yep.
They eat granola bars waiting for their breakfast that I make.
Right.
But, the granola bar wrappers are the same, and I'll come in there like, hey, Ryan, pick up this wrapper. He's like, oh, that's not mine. I'm like, no, how do you know that's not yours?
Yeah.
It's the exact, you both ate a granola bar in the same wrapper. How do you know that's not yours? He's like, oh, because mine's over there. I'm like, pick them up. Just do it. Just do what I ask. Just pick that up.
Yeah.
Put that away. You do that?
Yeah, yeah, it's the whole thing, like, hey, pick your laundry up. Well, it's not mine. Or they leave their towels, their wet towels after bath or whatever, just laying around. Hey, you pick the towel up? Well, that's not my towel. Do you know how many towels I've picked up that aren't my towels in my lifetime? Pick the towel up. I was going to say freaking, but I don't want to say freaking to my kids.
The other day, Ryan said something like fracking. Like, oh, that's so fracking stupid. I was like, All right. Hang on a second. So that's not a swear word, but I see where this is headed.
Yeah, what do you do about that?
Away.
Yeah.
What do I do? So I basically treated it like it was a swear word, and I was like, you don't know this, but that's not a word that smart people use, and yada yada. Little does he know that his dad swears like a drunk dealer. But when they find that out, man, it's going to be...
It's like they find out that dad has... They find out that dad's like whole back
first
is.
First time that I swore it, like in front of my parents at all.
You do remember?
Have your bleeping tool slightly ready because I can't. It's just gotta be said. So
okay, hold on.
I was like in maybe first grade or so. There was a kid who lived across the street that was the same age as my brother, 3 years older than me, and he was not a good kid. He had like the Two Life Crew tape.
Oh, and he had, like, gosh.
Magazine.
Yeah, that's rough.
Of his bed, he lit firecrackers all the time. God, he's
lit
totally
firecrackers.
But like, he's not a good kid. He taught me several swear words and didn't tell me they're not words you use. So later that day, I'm in the house and put yourself, Mark, physically in my parents' house. You know, like the office that was across the hall from my brother's.
Yes.
My dad's in that office, and I'm walking right past, and I'm looking for, like, a specific, like, a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Here's your bleeping tool.
Okay.
And I just walk right past, and I was like, gosh, where the f*** is that sheep? And my dad immediately, like, head goes straight up, and he completely freezes, and he turns his head around, and he's like, what did you say? And I said, God, hard of hearing over here. I said, where the f*** is that sheep? And he's like,
and his head exploded.
Yeah, and I don't even remember what happened. It probably involved, like, he probably whipped me with a belt so hard that I got amnesia. But that was the first time that I ever swore.
The first time I ever said a swear word in front of my parents, I said the D word. The D word. And I got my mouth washed out with soap. So...
I wash out for that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're at 30 minutes, but I wanted to put you on the spot and ask you a question that we have not discussed.
Okay,
Rick Bentley, Mark Rogers, formally ask you to register for and rappel with me down the Enterprise building.
When is this?
September 30th. You get to go down with somebody. I went with Brad last year, and I want you to rappel
with
me.
Do I get to go down with you?
With me, yes. Come on.
The Enterprise. The tallest building in Abilene. So
yeah.
I call it
the middle finger of Abilene. It's just like the one building that's just like kind of sticking up out of nowhere.
It's a check and make with my wife. That's all right.
You should bring the family out to Abilene.
Oh, she hates Abilene so bad. Yeah, I should bring the family out so she can make fun of Abilene.
Well, just so don't tell her where it is. Just tell her you're rappelling off a 285-foot building, and just don't tell her where it is.
Is this on a weekend?
It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. It's a month. It's a month from this weekend.
Saturday. I've got the thing to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, you don't have to give me your answer on the air. We'll talk about it off
the
air.
Okay. I really do. I am going to look into doing it. Okay. I can't make any commitment because I don't have my calendar in front of me. Yeah. But I can't imagine.
I just think that would be an awesome picture. At the very least, we have this awesome picture of us up on the top of this stinking huge building.
Doesn't sound that scary. I parasailed while I was in Florida. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
All right. Well,
I expected you send guys to Florida on a work trip. They're going to do some.
I went to Las Vegas with a good friend of mine that I worked with a few years ago when I worked at a hospital. Like, really? Y'all are sending me and George to? George has been on the show.
Best part of this is over the course of the week we were in Florida. Colt's birthday was on like Thursday.
Oh man!
And so we celebrated minorly by going to. We went parasailing, which was kind of fun.
That's awesome. You also went to a very inappropriate bar. How dare you?
The bar.
Awesome. Well, I guess this has been it. We do have a guest lined up for next month. Her name is Robin. Her name is she's the green smoothie girl. She made us a short video. She's the green smoothie girl, Robin. And she's going to be on the show, and it's going to be sometime.
I am very interested in hearing this.
Yeah.
Because at one point I was drinking a lot of green smoothies, and I didn't ever feel any kind of benefit from them for like months. I was like, forget it.
Well, you were just putting green food coloring. That's not
getting,
really.
I was getting the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's.
All right, it's Robin Oppenshaw. Fake name. So she's coming up in September. So, and we may record another one.
That's a real name.
Yeah.
That's a real name.
We might do another one. I have some other things that we could talk about, but we'll get to at a later time. So
we need to apologize to our listeners because this was kind of a lame half an hour here.
I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed catching up.
Well, okay. Well, if you are not entertained by this,
let us know.
To that, off you. Sorry, they can't all be winners.
Yeah. Awesome. So I guess we're going to end the show now. That's all, folks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.